Now back to Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen, two guys who always tear up at the end of Finding Nemo.
You're listening to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, only on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and Rick, we have with us as our guest in this segment, Dan Zarka, who is the owner of the Wild Birds Unlimited stores in Okemos and East Lansing, and a first-time guest. Welcome to the show, Dan.
Thank you.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Dan, can you explain for our listeners exactly what Wild Birds Unlimited is?
Wild Birds Unlimited is a nature shop. We sell mainly bird feeders, bird feeding supplies, all the things that you would need to attract local birds to your backyard, and for either feeding or nesting or anything like that. We have water, bird baths, water, things like that. So anything you want to use to attract birds, we have that.
Fantastic. And what drew you into that type of business? Are you a birder who saw this as a natural extension, or did you get into retail and become more of a birder?
I was more into nature, backyard, and, you know, all around Mid-Michigan, there are a lot of places you can go and see birds. But I like to attract birds to my yard. It's a activity, especially in the wintertime when it gets kind of dreary outside. It's nice to have some activity outside that you can watch through the window. And so that was the type of thing that attracted me. And Wild Birds Unlimited has some really nice quality supplies that help you attract those birds and feed the birds. And so I really like that about the business.
Right. Well, and one of the things that's nice in the winter when everything is just pure white outside, when all of a sudden the very colorful cardinals or some of the other birds come by, it adds a little color to what is otherwise a plain white backdrop, which is kind of nice.
It really does. Yeah, it's nice to have some activity out in the yard when it is cold and dreary and you just can't get out as much, and to see the activity out there is just really nice.
Interesting. And Dan, can you explain to our listeners some of the things that they can do in order to take care of some of the birds this winter? What are some of your suggestions?
Making sure you have plenty of fresh seed out there is probably the biggest thing. That's going to attract a wide variety of birds to your yard. Make sure the seed is fresh. If you've had it hanging around since the early spring and gone through the summer or something like that, it's probably dried out. And it's really important for attracting the most number of birds and to keep them healthy is to have some fresh seed. The other thing you can do is keep an open water source. So even birds that might not come to a feeder are still going to be looking for water in the wintertime, even though we might have a lot of snow on the ground. And some of the lakes and rivers around there, a lot of times it's frozen and they can't access fresh water. And so having an open source of water, either one that you fill frequently, or you can also get heaters that keep the frost off the top of the bath. But those types of things will attract a lot of different types of birds.
Fantastic. And in terms of cleaning and maintaining, what kind of work should people do during the winter? Is it different than during other times of year?
In terms of maintaining, like, your feeders, it's the same thing year-round. You should clean them fairly regularly. A dirty feeder can spread diseases and things like that. And a lot of times the birds don't come to the feeder as often if you have a dirty feeder or if the seed has gotten old and moldy in there. So we recommend cleaning it quite regularly, at least 3 or 4 times a year, if not more frequently. In terms of underneath the feeders, keeping the ground and everything raked up and cleaned, it's not quite as necessary in the winter time because you're not going to have seeds growing. You don't have quite as much a problem with that. You'll have to clean it up in the springtime, but in the wintertime, I usually just let that sit until I can get out there and clean up underneath them. But certainly cleaning the feeders themselves and the water beds, make sure that they're maintained regularly, it's a good idea.
Gotcha. And what about birdhouses? Are they more important during the winter? Because one of the previous guests in a previous segment had mentioned that one of the things to do this time of year is to clean out the old nests and to put grasses in for insulation. Is it more important to hang even more houses so that the birds do have a little bit of shelter during this time of year?
Yep, you can do that. The houses do add act as roosting pockets in the wintertime, and a lot of times you'll see a bunch of birds going in at one time. So if you clean it out, that will free up some space for them. The other thing, if you want to provide just a brush pile or something, if you don't have a lot of trees in your yard, if you put a brush pile out, leave your old Christmas tree after Christmas comes, put that in the backyard, and it just provides a little additional shelter from the wind and the snow and things like that.
Gotcha. And when it comes to the holiday seasons, Dan, what kind of items make for good gifts that people could buy for birders that they know that you've got at Wild Birds Unlimited?
We have a variety of feeders in a range of prices. One thing that we usually do bring in around November and early December are seed wreaths, which are just packed seeds that have some gelatin that keeps it all together. And those can be put out. You don't need to have an additional feeder with those. You just put the seed wreath out, hang it up on a tree, and it'll attract birds directly. And it lasts quite a long time. It'll probably last between 1 and 3 months, depending on how much bird activity you have. But any type of feeder, we have ranges, you know, everything from a few dollars as high as you want to go, in all sorts of styles. For different types of birds, if you want to attract finches specifically, we have finch feeders. If you want to just attract the widest variety, hopper styles or platform styles are going to be a good feeder for that. But just a whole range of things for attracting and feeding birds, we have that.
Fantastic. And in terms of education, do you guys offer any programs or anything for people who want to learn more about the different species of birds? Because, again, they vary based on time of year because of the migration patterns.
They do. We have we don't have any programs going on right now. Probably the best way to learn, though, we have a blog online at lansingwbu.blogspot.com. And my sister writes that, and she has new things on there every single day. And we also have a link to our Facebook page that also has everyday changes and new things going on. So it's very seasonal. It talks about all sorts of different birds that are visiting the mid-Michigan area, different types of products and feeders and food that you can use to attract those birds, and just all sorts of things. So that's probably one of our best educational resources that a lot of people use. And it's widely used, and we get comments quite frequently from people going to that site. So I'd recommend going to visit that if you have any questions.
Fantastic. Because one of the things that I've noticed, and maybe it's just my own experience, is I have seen a lot more people wanting to learn because of the movie that recently came out. So hopefully it will drive more people into the bird hobby.
That'd be great, yeah. It is a fun hobby.
No question about it. Well, Dan, I'm sorry to say we've run out of time, but I want to thank you for coming on the show this morning. We really appreciate it. We've been speaking this morning with Dan Zarka, who is the owner of Wild Birds Unlimited in East Lansing and Okemos. And Rick, we've had another fantastic show this week, but unfortunately, our usual problem, we've just run out of time. So on behalf of our producer, Mark Price, and on behalf of my co-host, Rick Bruce, this is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a great weekend, a great week ahead. We'll see you next weekend for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And in the meantime, please take good care of your pets. Have a great weekend, everybody.
If you're out of the listening area, you can hear our show live online. Go to 1320wils.com and click on the Listen Live link. Got some ideas, suggestions, questions? Email us at mmpets@1320wils.com. Join our Facebook page at Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. You can upload your own pictures, make comments, and interact with other pet enthusiasts. We'll be right back.